I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch. California news, Pacific news, the migrant story dominates. The homeless story remains a tragedy. However, the reopening story, we want to get to good news because it's springtime all across America. Before we can get to the reopening, however, there is the suggestion that the reopening is a consequence of the recall. Jeff, when last we spoke, Gavin Newsom was dealing with the fact that there are more than 2 million signatures to force a recall vote. Since then, there have been repeated mentions of reopening California. I think some mentioned June 15th, but the theme parks are opening before that. Is the assumption in California that there's a connection between the reopening announcements and Gavin Newsom's recall?
Are you saying that some people are cynical about it? Well, the truth is a lot of people are saying that that was the whole reason that he's been so out there now. There was a whole period, the only time we saw Gavin Newsom was in the governor's office or making a special press presentation. But now he's out and about among his people, getting his vaccination shot with the folks in the Central Valley. And saying, you know, we're going to reopen by the 15th and the theme parks are going to reopen by the end of the month. So, you know, everything's going to be just fine. So, yeah, a lot of people are putting two and two together.
Because of the recall, we need to review this. Is there competition for Gavin Newsom? The recall vote, yes or no. That's the first vote. But part of the first vote is who are you going to vote for? And I think you don't need a majority. You need a plurality in that vote. Are there any candidates in the Democratic side who have emerged to challenge the governor?
The only person that really anybody's been talking about on the Democratic side was billionaire hedge fund guy Tom Steyer, who had run for president before and did horribly. But he's just been polling out there. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and some other top Democrats have said, oh, no, don't even think about getting on the ballot against Gavin. We've got to fully get behind him and support him. But we have seen people on the Republican side. So, of course, you've had, Kevin Faulkner, the former mayor of San Diego. You have Cox, who's the businessman who challenged Gavin before unsuccessfully. And now you have former decathlon champion and actor and now trans activist Caitlyn Jenner saying, hey, I might give it a run.
And is that considered a sizable challenge to Gavin Newsom? I recall that it was Arnold Schwarzenegger's Celebrity that gave him a leg up in the large field of competition against Governor Gray. So will that attract enough votes? Because is it correct, Jeff? You just have to win a plurality of votes. You don't have to win an absolute majority. So if everybody's 8% and you're 9%, you're the governor.
That's exactly how it is. The governor recall vote goes, it's two parts. The first part is yes or no recall. If the governor, if they do have a majority to recall, then they go to the second part of the ballot, which was, which of this list of people would you like to vote for to be your governor? And it does help that people like Schwarzenegger had a lot of visibility, and there were some other people on there that got a lot of votes that also had a name recognition. And so people have been wondering, you know, what's it going to take to get some interest in this, because most people tend to think that it's going to be tough to unseat Newsom. He's allowed to spend as much as he wants. The people that are running in the second half of the ballot have limits on them. And he's got all the name recognition and the firepower behind him of the Democrats throughout the U.S., including Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein. Those are all going to pull for him. And even Biden's going to pull for him. So that's a tough hill to get over. But it's long been said that if it's going to be somebody to unseat a Democratic governor, it's going to be a Republican with name recognition. And Jenner certainly has that.
Beyond the recall, there is the reopening. And let's celebrate the good news, Jeff. The theme parks are reopening, and there's even a question about what attractions will be open at Disneyland. Now, you're a veteran of Disneyland, Engineer Bliss. What is your best guess for what they'll open first, Jeff?
Well, of course, they'll want to try to open rides where you can distance people, where, for instance, the train that goes around the park or the monorail, you can space people in seats. Or if you're going to put them close together, they'll need to be family members. But there are some attractions where people are forced to stand right on top of each other, basically, not just in line, but on the attraction itself, the ride. And so my guess is those will be the ones they'll look to close. But, you know, rides like the Matterhorn and Pirates of the Caribbean and Big Thunder Mountain, the roller coaster type rides or thrill rides where people scream, that's a different question because they've been saying, hey, we might not let people scream on these rides. Well, good luck with that. Everybody knows you're not going to be able to police it, so they might just be forced to not have them open.
Stanford University. The Stanford varsity sports are petitioning to have them reinstated. I was surprised, Jeff, that they wiped out all those varsity sports. It seemed panicky on their part. What's your estimate of restoring all the sports, given that we just had basketball, we have all kinds of college sports going on?
I don't think they'll restore all of them. You know, they eliminated men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. I could see men's volleyball coming back and perhaps rowing, which have both been very successful programs. But the school was really dealing with budget woes. I know they've got multi-billion dollar endowment, and it had been accelerated by the pandemic. And let's not forget that the Stanford athletic program was also in the crosshairs of the Varsity Blues admissions scandal. So I don't know if that has much to do with it, but there's certainly, there's an evil eye over Stanford athletics these days. I don't think all of them will come back.
California's reopening. What's it like on the freeways, Jeff? Is it all jammed up? Is everybody outside?
I have not had a commute in the past 2 weeks, and I go into the office quite frequently. I've not had a commute that did not have, back to business, typical traffic that we've always had before coming or going. And what's very interesting is that I've noticed, as well as other people have noticed, that it seems that people have forgot to drive during the lockdown. I've not seen driving this bad since I lived in the East Coast. It's horrible.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. The good news is the freeways are back. The less than good news is the freeways are back. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.